There is no opposition when you're both on the same mission.
Welcome to the live.
Welcome. My first live on IG.
All right. So today is a Wolf Chronicles podcast episode being streamed Instagram live and on Zoom. So for the Wolf Chronicles. All right. So today I have a very special guest here, Miss Dominique Jeffries. Welcome.
Thank you for asking me to come on here. I'm excited.
Oh yeah, no problem. Boom. Tell me about your... I got this sound playing off my lap or my phone. Hold on. How do I mute this? All right, whatever. So tell me about your gut cleanse recently. How was that? How long was it?
So that was my second gut cleanse. The first one I did in May, early May. And it was a 10-day fast. Basically just from like solid foods. So I was just doing juice, water, but flooding my body with nutrients. So like all organic herbs, vegetables, fruits. And if I needed it, you know, I could have like, broccoli, berries, any type of fruit, for the fixation. But the first time I would say, was like, it just, how can I put this? Like, I had fasted before with just water for a day. And I was like, oh, I can do, you know, if I can do that, then I can do a 10-day with just, you know, I can have juice, I can have berries or whatever. And once I got into it, the first couple of days were like really strong. I felt really good. And then towards the end, I started to recognize like my spiritual connection to food. I would say emotional. So I started recognizing like why I wanted, like I was nourished, but I wanted comfort foods. I wanted like sweets, and that was always my go-to. So like I loved ice cream and like cake, cookies, like all that. I always wanted a dessert. So I noticed like during the cleanse towards the end, those emotions started coming up about that. And just having to really sit with yourself, like time honestly just stops once you don't have food to lean on. And it can be overwhelming, like to sit with yourself and ask yourself those questions, like, why do I want ice cream right now? Why do I want french fries? Like, what's wrong with me? I'm full, like I'm good. But yeah, it just opened my eyes a lot to, who I am. And so that was like the first experience. The second time, I recognized that the same emotions started coming up, but I was able to just go deeper with them. So not just about like my connection to the food, but like, okay, why do I want comfort? Like, why do I not feel comfort within my own body and my skin? Like, why do I feel like I need love from, you know, food or from someone else, a man or something like that, or family? And knowing that like I have the love within myself, like self-love is the whole thing. Like if you don't love yourself, then you can't expect it from anybody else. So the second cleanse definitely like just went even deeper with that cleansing of the gut. You know, that's where your second brain is. So it was honestly like the best experience. I feel like I've learned so much about myself since this year started that I can't even imagine like the knowledge that I have now, like where I'll be by, you know, the end of this year, next year. So that's really nice.
That is a beautiful story. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
No problem.
Yeah. That self-love, that's a big thing. You know, I feel like we'll go to these comfort foods to fill that void. And really, we're damaging our vessel more than actually showing it love. So I do agree that like these cleanses we do help us really learn how to love ourselves and appreciate the time and effort we put into it.
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy, like you said, we've been trained to like a treat is something sweet. A treat is, you know, even in school, like you know, say your class did really well in elementary school or middle school, and then it was like, you're rewarded with like a pizza party, or you're rewarded with candy, and they like, you know, your teacher throws you candy, and it's like those habits have been there since we were young, and to recognize them, you know, as an adult, and to just try to break free of them seems like it's the hardest thing, but it's really like a beautiful transition to recognize that. So yeah, it's really just like changing, flipping the switch in our minds, I would say. But yeah, crazy.
Oh yeah. So what do you, are you aware of like Dr. Sebi and like the alkaline and all that? What are your thoughts on it?
I mean, life is about balance, you know, not saying that there are some fruits and that are, you know, acidic, but it's about creating the right balance in your body, especially in your gut. So, learning about that, I mean, it's like you grow up, well, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, like, I didn't know anything about that. I didn't know the difference between, you know, alkaline and acidic and like that those foods would really transform my body and my mind and just like my life in general. So like, you know, you've always heard like, okay, eat your vegetables, and you know, to be healthy you have to do that, but to learn just about the different types of vegetables that you can incorporate into your diet and how you can balance your system on your own has been like eye-opening for me. And then recognizing like all the acidic foods I ate for such a long time, because like I'm from Kentucky. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, and it's, you know, fried chicken everywhere. And like, you grow up and you eat sausage and bacon as for breakfast. Like, that's just the norm. So to as I've been learning about, you know, Dr. Sebi and like Dr. Africa and stuff, it's like, wow, like I was really damaging my body from the minute I woke up. And then what do you, you know, you eat sausage and bacon for breakfast and you drink milk with it. It's like, oh my God, like
poison,
but it's looked at, you know, as a healthy breakfast. And even like just my knowledge of it now, I'm blessed that I'm aware of that and that I can make better habits now. But to think like, you know, my parents had no idea, and then their parents, and it's just been like this generational curse almost, I feel like we're all going through, that we're trying to like break free of, and it's not easy. So I always tell people like, just do the best you can. Like, I know some people go cold turkey with, you know, changing it to becoming like a vegan or plant-based lifestyle. But like, honestly, it starts with just incorporating more vegetables into your diet. That's all you can do. And then slowly your body will change, your pH will balance, and you'll realize like you crave more vegetables than you do the meat. And then eventually, you know, that's the goal, is to be completely let out of our diet. So what about you? When did you get into like Dr. Sebi and stuff like that?
Like 2 years ago. Is it echoing? Hold
on. Where is it coming from?
Hello. Okay, stop. Yeah, I got into him like 2 years ago, and really, I was living by myself. I had my dog with me, and like, I found out about like shrooms, and like, I was just, you know, I was outside with my dog in nature, and I just felt at peace, and I'm like looking at my dog, I'm like, I'm real deal eating meat, and like I got a whole companion right here that I love, and like I wouldn't kill her to survive. And it's just like, you know, I started to go like deeper down a rabbit hole from here with all that. But yeah, going forward to like Dr. Sebi, you know, this, when I woke up, I just felt like I needed to like refreshing myself on like biology and chemistry. And I found out some, like, I was just piecing a lot of like things together. And of course, like, all right, so the pH scale. All right, so it goes from 0 to 14. It is, all right, so 0 to 7 is acidic, and then beyond that is basic. And I was just refreshing myself on like the different bonds, and hydrogen bonds are the weakest, and then there goes ionic and then covalent. But I just got to thinking about like how much that like society has really put us in a state to where we're killing ourselves, on top of them spraying all these chemicals in the sky and in the water and shit. And like, you know, metal toxicity is real, and I'm really like glad that I came across like chlorophyll and spinrula, and I know there's more out there, but like,
yeah, those toxins, like, it's crazy because if you literally sprayed, like, I'm just gonna use Raid or something, you know, that's a killer of, you know, insects. If you sprayed that on an apple, you wouldn't feed it to your kid to eat, you know, you wouldn't eat it yourself or give it to your parents. And that's essentially like what they're doing with the produce, and it's getting into the soil, like it's in the air, it's in our water system. And unless like we, you know, it's kind of hard. It seems scary because you feel like you can't escape it. Like, what am I supposed to do?
All you can do is just detox and sit out in the sun and sweat, exercise, and really just stay as light as possible, because you really want to, you know, be able to allow the sun to just flow through you freely. And like, this is not like me attacking people with a lot of body fat or anything, but like, you know, fat, light doesn't travel through fat as well as it would muscle, and muscle is composed of mostly water.
Yeah, but fat is just toxins, it's chemicals. But you know, like, even if you don't have a high body fat, doesn't mean that you're healthy, because I'm naturally skinny, and I will tell you straight up, like, I was eating trash. Mm-hmm. Fat has never really sat, you know, in my body as much as other people or even other family members. And even when I did the cleanse, like, I noticed it's just inflammation. And even, you know, some people ask me too, like, oh, I don't want to do the cleanse because I don't want to lose any weight. Like, I'm already naturally skinny. I'm like, well, you know, depending on how you grew up and what you ate over the course of your life, you have been exposed to toxins, and that is sitting in your body in some form. And it's just important that we do what we can to cleanse it. So, you know, definitely cleansing it with vegetables, fruits. I always just tell people to eat organically, because, you know, it's a reason why they're expensive. It's protecting us. And I didn't know that for a long time. Honestly, I thought like organic nutrition was, and I sound really ignorant, but I thought it was something white people did. I'm like, I'm not going to buy some bananas that's like $5 versus like, you know, $1.99. I'm trying to save as much as I can. And now that like I'm aware and I'm learning, it's like, no, I'm investing in my health on a daily basis, not just mine, but the future, you know, my future kids, the planet. And it's deeper than just my, you know, saving like a dollar here and there, but.
Oh yeah, it's a marathon.
A whole thing. And what do we consume the most? Food. You know, the toxins are everywhere. You know, they're in the air, they're in, like, we were talking about the other day, like, you know, perfume, makeup, like, we, you know, even toothpaste, like, those things we think are, oh, I'm going to get some Colgate toothpaste and I think it's supposed to help clean my teeth. But at the same time, it has toxins in it that I'm ingesting every day on a daily basis that I don't even know it's slowly
on top of the water that has the same stuff in it. And then I say, oh,
it's but what did you eat before you brush your teeth? Like before you brush your teeth, would you have popcorn or like, you know, fucking some dessert that's full of milk? So it's like just toxins, chemicals on top of chemicals. And it's crazy, but it can get overwhelming. But I just tell people to start with your diet because that's what we consume the most, you know, so.
And really, we don't have to eat as much as we think either. True. But, you know, we get put in this mindset of 3 times a day from, like, you know, they put this food pyramid or this My Plate shit that's not even, like, real. Like, it's just some bullshit. And really, it's more about the micronutrients, not the macros. So getting all the minerals and vitamins you need. But, you know, you won't actually get all that by eating a diet with just a bunch of brown foods, greasy foods, fried foods, fast food, all the stuff that you eat that people think.
I know. We're eating for calories and just eating because it's there versus like really just being in tune with our body and our mind. Like, okay, am I really hungry right now? I know I can walk to the store real quick and get some chips, but like, am I really hungry or do I just want it because I'm bored, because I'm watching TV or because I'm scrolling on my phone and it's there? But yeah, like when you really feed your body with the right nutrients, like I swear you'll be like, I'm good. Like I don't need to eat it.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. You take sea moss, correct?
Yeah.
How's that been for you?
It's been good. I just feel like all around the lifestyle has been like, especially with this COVID craziness going out here, like it's like on a daily basis, I'm protected. I don't feel nervous or like I'm exposing myself or whatever. And it's just like, it's just a lifestyle. You have to make it a lifestyle. If we make bad choices a lifestyle, you know, eating fried foods and things like that, then just eating sea moss one day is not gonna change anything, you know?
Okay,
especially if we're still consuming, you know, I see some people, even friends and stuff that will like, you know, do sea moss and smoothies and stuff in the morning, and then it's like, okay, I'm gonna drink at night, and it's like, it's the balance off. And I know it's hard because we're bored, we want to turn up, we want to enjoy ourselves, but at the same time, you know, we don't recognize how on a daily basis we're like creating more toxicity in our body. But yeah, no, definitely gotta say, make it a daily routine.
Yep. My phone was on 10%. I had to hit the button. I kind of want to step back to like where I was going with like the metal toxicity, because all right, so going back to melanin, you know, they call us the copper people, you know, the people of the sun, and that. So I was reading my stuff on chemistry, they were talking about, so in water, the oxygen atom is more electronegative than the hydrogen atoms. And I got to like researching on plasma and like pretty much plasma is there's a lack of the neutron and it's flowing freely in the air. So like it'll generate inside of clouds and stuff. And there, you know, there's plasma in like lights, lightning, and there's like other forms, but you know, chemtrails and like HAARP, the weather machines, you know, they really create these artificial like clouds that like poison us and slowly turn us less from more, you know, oxygenated water-like beings to metal-filled robots. Like, it sounds crazy, but hydrogen is like, it is the simplest element which bonds to so much. And like, you know, the less we as humans are, you know, actually breathing and utilizing oxygen, the more, you know, we become like a tool in this machine of matrix. And, you know, I got to looking at what was actually in the chemtrails. They put barium and aluminum. And if you like put the words together, it looks like ball. Like, I can't remember like what that stands for. I'm actually look that up right quick.
Do you practice breath work?
Mm-hmm. I meditate, I do yoga all the time. And if I ever feel like I'm out of rhythm, I'll just start breathing.
I literally stop everything I'm doing. I'm like, okay, deep breath. I just started doing this one breathwork sequence in the mornings. Because at first I would try to like meditate first and then do my breathwork. But for some reason, like now doing the breathwork first just gets me in a way better sense of peace and like still, so that I can, you know, then go into meditation. But I swear, I mean, even with that, like it's like a daily routine, because once you are consistent, you know, you show the universe, like, I'm consistent with how I treat myself, you know, as far as the breath work and then what I consume, whether that's food and, you know, TV, social media, things like that. Like, I'm putting positive vibrations out there, and it just has to be consistent. Otherwise, with anything.
It's like you're on a high frequency. Exactly. And, like, I feel like I'm used to like running this, like just this high, and I need to like stay this way, because, you know, your environment will suck you in if you allow it to.
No, it really will.
There's like a lot of negativity out here, and that shit is not what's up, you know. We're trying to push them good vibes and empower people.
Relax, that's true.
Oh yeah, but so back to the ball. Or what I was talking about with barium and aluminum. If you look at it, it is a god worshipped in many ancient Middle Eastern communities, a fertility deity, a Semitic common noun. It means owner or lord. And it's like, where I was going with that, you know, people turning into robots, being under control of the weather, you know, that's ultimately what, you know, they're trying to do with us, is control us through the weather. Because of course, melanated people, we are very much in tune with nature, but when you disconnect us from that, people serve these evil entities, you know, these evil powers. And like barium, I know it messes with it. It doesn't allow potassium to, you know, work itself in your body. And potassium, I know, is good for, like, your heart rate. Hold on, look it up real quick. Okay, so it's a mineral and electrolyte. Blood pressure, normal water balance, muscle contractions, nerve impulses, digestion, heart rhythm, pH balance. And, you know, the more acidic you are, the more, you know, the less of a healing environment you have. So there's that. And then aluminum is a neurotoxin. So they're pretty much, they're trying to turn us into metal beings with little nerve function, like, you know, robots.
And it's happening, not even aware. That's the scariest part.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? What else do they do? So the moon controls, you know, it's the feminine energy. It controls the tides. It controls, you know, us internally because we are composed of water. We have two full moons coming up, and shit about to get crazy. Like, people think I'm just talking, but like, shit, real deal about to get crazy.
It's because we literally have been conditioned to think that we are of nothing but the physical, and we're spiritual beings, and like, mm-hmm. forget on a daily basis, like the sun rises every day. Whether you can see it or not, you know, it's cloudy or it's raining one day, whatever, like the sun is rising, the moon, like the earth is alive, the plant, like we're surrounded by living things, and we're a part of that, but we think it's like separate from us. And no, you're right, like the moon, like we have to get in touch with the moon, especially, you know, women in general, as we're supposed to be in cycles with our menstrual cycles. And that's how we literally know like our emotions, we're in tune with our like femininity, like our divinity, and like that's literally our portal to God, basically. Like we are God. And it just goes over a lot of our heads, especially because we've been conditioned to think that our menstrual cycles are gross and a nasty time, and I hate it, and I'm just, it's the worst time of the month, you know. I've been really trying to help, especially my family and friends, like just get rid of those thoughts, because that we don't even recognize our power in that time of the month. Like we should be excited about that, you know. Mm-hmm. I can talk about that forever, but
it's like a rebirth, a cleanse.
It is.
So I want to talk about the idea of patriarchy and how we, how society has embraced the Gregorian calendar, which says we're in 2020, and the Gregorian calendar deals with solar worship, you know, worshiping the sun. And really, we should be worshiping the moon because, of course, you know, the feminine energy, women, y'all ruled the societies for us because y'all were the portals that brought, you know, life into the world. And, or y'all are, I mean, I don't know how to say it, word, but y'all are. And, you know, we need to rediscover the sacredness of, you know, sex and bringing life into the world, rather than abusing it like we have, because the patriarchal society has made women to just be seen as objects and not, you know, actual, you know, goddesses amongst us, not equal.
Thanks.
And this is why I talk about, you know, mainstream astrology is also something that was brought upon by, you know, the white man. And even, you know, there's another calendar, the Ethiopian calendar. I forgot to bring that up. But this Ethiopia is the only country that has not been colonized by white people. And their calendar is actually 8 years behind us. And they follow the moon cycles. And this is just showing, like, you know, I don't know too much about Ethiopia, but I'm pretty sure it's a matriarchal society. And the fact that they've held it down with, you know, the powers against them, you know, it says something. You know, it's like our people are holding on by just a limb, but with the power of, you know, the women, and just, yeah.
I think I need to get my charger.
Hold on, I'll be right back. Intermission.
Anybody have any questions while he gets his charger? We're on live and recording for a podcast, so I have two screens up right now.
Yeah, probably take me a sip of water, but it's all good.
Dug it in out.
You gotta stay hydrated, especially fasting.
Yeah.
What day is this for you?
I think it's my 17th 18th fast. I lost count. You know, I'm just going day by day, enjoying it. Just feeling great, greater and greater each time. Feeling stronger, feeling more sharp feeling more sharp and just more electric and just, yeah. You know, on these days, I like to go sit out in the sun and just soak up as much information from the sun, because the sun holds knowledge, holds information, and, you know, meditate, be in nature, charge up my crystals. Oh, iTunes, it's not what's up. That's not what I want. Sorry. And, yeah.
Spiritual intention.
Yeah, I just, you know, the reason I started these fasts is because, like, when quarantine had started, I had like just been, first I slipped up being vegan. Like, I ate like meat and dairy for like 2 weeks just to kind of please my folks, because they were like, oh, you're acting different. So I said, you know what, to please y'all, I'm gonna do it. And at the end, I didn't feel good about myself. It didn't sit right with my spirit. So went back, and like really at the end of it, like I had like seen, you know, my facial structure and my body change, and I was eating that and junk food and like just not working out as much, and, you know, a lot of inflammation occurred, and
inflammation so fast.
Yeah, and it's really like a war on our genetics. Because, of course, you know, melanated people, we share very similar DNA to plants, and our ancestors were vegan, vegetarian, and really, you know, I'm gonna hold off on that one, actually. But,
it's the next podcast.
Yeah. And, shit.
No,
yeah. I had a slip up last year as well. And like, it took me like from February to November to really like get my face back to where it was. And I wasn't even fasting then. I was just intermittently fasting, but not doing like a whole day fast. And like, really, these day fasts and just, you know, being out in the sun have really sped up the process of just like healing my body. And it's been magical. Like, you know, being more water-like, being more in tune with nature really is something, because, you know, they talk about the sun, it's heating up, or like, you know, the energies are very intense that's going on in the universe. And I feel like, you know, I think there's a great awakening happening.
No, it really is. I was saying that the inflammation, like, because when I coach people who do the cleanse, I'm like, you know, try to take pictures of your face, because you won't recognize how much inflammation you lose in your face.
Mm-hmm. It reflects the gut, yep.
Oh, my God. Mine, like, especially because everybody's always told me, like, oh, you're already, you know, you're skinny, like, whatever. This cleanse didn't do anything for you, because we're so locked in on weight when it's really just about healing internally. Like, I wish that we had some type of technology where, say, you, like, eat, I'm just going to say McDonald's because it's in my head, but say you eat McDonald's and you can literally watch how your body, like, what it does inside. Like, you can literally see through. That would be crazy.
And,
like, like, it just sits there and it doesn't change. And it's like, oh, my God. But, you know, we're conditioned to just love that versus, you know, if you were to do the same thing with vegetables and fruits, like how that goes through your body, and it's like lit, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And so to try to like just change those thoughts, like instead of like, oh, I'm drinking this shake or I'm eating something healthy, like, oh, it's nasty, but being like, no, I'm this is love. This is self-love. Like, I'm not depriving myself of anything. I'm actually like flooding my body with what it needs and what it's been wanting for a long time. But that's just such a hard thing to do with, you know, with this society. But no, the inflammation, like, you don't know until you go through it and you look on the other side, like, wow, like I was holding weight in places I didn't even know. And I feel so much better. Like, that's why we're tired all the time. That's why we feel, especially with like women, like a lot of women feel bloated and don't just think it's normal. It's not, right. Not at all. It's crazy, but. Bitch.
Definitely a big stressor on the brain, most definitely, because like when I had broken my diet or my lifestyle, you know, my brain, I feel like I operate at a very high level, so like when I slowed it down, or like when more of my stomach's working, less of my brain, it was a big discomfort, and like it was just giving me bad thoughts, and it was just not what's up.
I know, because it's easy to be in that moment and feel like you don't know where to go, so you lean on low vibrational foods, and you don't realize that you just keep getting deeper into like this black hole almost, where until like you just out of nowhere like, okay, fuck this, I'm over it. Like, I'm not gonna keep going down this path. Or, you know, some people, you know, they either get COVID or they get some type of disease that has to shake them enough to make changes. But if you don't recognize that, you have to really be like in tune with your body and your mind to be like, I don't feel good, and I haven't felt good in a long time. You know, like, what needs to change? And I say that too now, especially because we're going into, you know, the winter season, the fall, and can't be outside and absorb the sun at its, you know, or the warmth of the sun. And it can lead to depression. It leads to, okay, well, I'm just going to go to those comforting foods that are full of salt and sugar and just kind of make us stay in the depression versus like getting out. And that's why, you know, top of the year, it's like, okay, when spring comes, summer, I want to like look my best, but it takes practice, and it takes like just incorporating it into your routine on a daily basis, whether it's cold outside or not. So.
Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I don't know. You're fine. I was rambling.
Also, you know, you spoke about salt. You know, this is another way, you know, that they kill us, you know, melanated people, because of course we have naturally high blood pressure and the salt increases it. And then if you have all these toxins in you, barium, it, you know, depletes you of potassium, and the mitochondria, they need potassium to work alongside with the salt. And if there's an imbalance, this is where, you know, the cells are dying out and you're getting weaker and weaker.
Yeah. And it happens so slowly, too. It's like it creeps up on you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for most of us, it usually doesn't hit us too bad until, you know, we're older. And that's when it's like expected, or it's like, okay, well, I'm supposed to get high blood pressure when I'm in my 60s. I'm supposed to get diabetes. And it's like, no.
I honestly believe that
we
can reverse the aging put on our bodies, because like, I've done this twice, like, and it's all a matter of being, you know, having the structure, the minerals in your body, and just eating less and like exercising more, you know, getting the body fat off you, because body fat, it stretches out your skin and it drags. And really just being as high and tight as possible is what keeps you looking youthful.
Thanks.
But yeah, I'm developing a course that's teaching about, you know, regaining youth, abs, building muscle, increasing, you know, cognition, learning, memory. Just all the good stuff, and it's gonna be dope.
That's dope.
Oh yeah, testosterone, because I know there's a lot of estrogen that is pushed into society and the men out here growing boobs and acting like women.
And a lot of it too has to do with birth control. I'm sorry not to cut you off, but a lot of it has to do with birth control as well. You know, a lot of us are on that or have been on it. The hormones that we're giving off, like, to the men that we're attracting, it affects it. So, like, we end up attracting, you know, more, like, men that aren't as manly or the things that we, you would think, like, we would want. And it's crazy because it's blocking that. We don't even know. And, I mean, I posted, like, the other day, like, I didn't recognize, like, my birth control is free for a reason. Like, they want you to just take it. They want to block that. And it's scary. Because for a while, it was like, okay, well, I'm protecting myself. Like, I'm living my life. And no, I'm actually, like, harming my womb, like, on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. What was I about to say?
Okay.
Oh, no, you're good. This has been some great conversation. I'm grateful that you decided to join me today. And that we get to just, you know, share our Sunday fast time together.
This is my 10th Sunday fast. I'm counting them though. And what's crazy is my birthday's in December, but it's on a Sunday this year, and I'm like definitely considering like fasting on my born day, literally.
When's your birthday?
December 27th.
And under the side real astrology, is that a Sag?
It's a Capricorn.
Oh, okay. It's dope. All right, so womb health. You believe that is directly correlated to gut health as well?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I can just tell based off of my menstrual cycles as well as like my friends that I've coached through cleansing. Like, I've had friends who have literally had the worst experiences with their menstrual cycles since they got their first one, and like it's just been pain and just like even where like they don't want to go to work, like they take off from work because they can't deal with it and functioning with everybody else and going to class and things like that. And so it's like you recognize it once you start to cleanse and just flood your body with like vegetables and fruits and high vibrational foods, that it doesn't hurt as bad. Or like I had one friend that actually got her cycle during the cleanse and she didn't even know it was there, like until it happened. And normally it was like a process of pain. And she was like, I've never ever had that experience. And then you think about what her mom probably had when she was pregnant with her. If she was eating, you know, meat and dairy, then that's flooding into her body. So of course it's just like, it's not just, you know, oh, I had ice cream last night, so my cycle's bad. Like, no, it takes time to build up, but you can see the results really quickly. Really, really quickly.
You had mentioned generational, you know, breaking generational, I guess, trauma, not trauma, but generational curse. Yeah. And where I wanted to go with that is because, you know, everything we eat is data, everything's, you know, proteins, DNA, and, you know, something people don't know about is the fact that, you know, our genes can hold trauma from 20 generations back. So, you know, something I feel that, you know, these elite people in society have done to really limit us and our potential is to, you know, feed us, you know, break us away from our natural, you know, being vegan and being in tune with the nature,
and really focus us on a lot of low vibrational pains, fear, and, you know, just low vibrational thoughts, you know, with the food and through the media and just promoting hypersexuality and all this crap. Like, this is what has been, I feel, has been keeping us down as people. And yeah.
We're really disconnected from our ancestors.
And one another.
Yeah, and one another. And it has to do with our environment. It has to do with what we consume. But like I said, once you start, like once you make that transition, and you just start making better choices, it literally all flows. Like, it's crazy. And it doesn't take long at all. Like, I don't know about your journey, but when, you know, I transitioned and cut all that out of my life, like, I had an awakening, and it's been, you know, a couple years now, and it, and there's still things that I learned about myself, but it's really just like becoming, getting closer to your higher self. It's like, okay, well, how do I see myself? You know, does my higher self drink alcohol every weekend? No. Like, does my higher self, when I'm upset, go be like, okay, I'm about to go eat some wings or whatever? Like, no, I don't want to lean on those things anymore. I'm not a slave to food. I'm not a slave to anything. Mm-hmm. And you just start flipping your mindset and being more conscious and aware of yourself, then you move different. And it's just, I just wish everybody could like feel this, because it's, that's when they say like you're vibrating high, like it's no joke. Yeah. Like, yeah, I really am. But yeah. What else should we talk about? Alcohol?
I was gonna say something about that. So to anybody that doesn't know about alcohol, in Arabic it means alkum, and that stands for spirit eating demon. And this is why they call it spirits, you know. And this is how they get like the music and the TV and the movies to really influence us and take from our power. They feed us fear and low vibrational thoughts through this, and people don't even know it. And this is why, you know, we've been so scared as people, because, all right, think about it in neighborhoods that are, you know, not well off. They're, you know, experience poverty. What do they have at each corner? Liquor stores, all of this. Us melanated people, we need to really step in our power and understand that we are the indigenous people of this planet who are so tapped into a higher power through the power of the sun and alchemy, that we were building pyramids with our minds.
Like, there's no book on that.
It's just, you know, it's in our blood, you know. And where was I about to go with that? I just lost my train of thought. But we real deal are just magic, you know. Our melanin is power. We are ones with the universe, you know. Love conquers fear. You know, we are loving beings of this planet, caretakers. And when we step away from that, this is when we find ourselves in these, you know, bad situations, I believe, because our minds are definitely magnets. But yeah, alcohol, what's your take on alcohol? Do you feel as if it has been really pushed upon women in a way? Because I remember seeing on Twitter, they had like a bunch of alcohol put by some women's product or whatever, and they had like a little quirky quote or something with it, and I'm just like, huh.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's marketed definitely towards both. Personally, like, I started really drinking, like, honestly, like, late high school. College was when it really went crazy.
I had my little episode. It wasn't nothing serious. Like, I never would allow myself to get to blackout drunk because it's just like, why do you even lose control of yourself?
Right, yeah. But I think it's crazy how, I mean, I don't know anybody that really likes how it tastes, but most people hate it. Like, you know, you take a shot and you're like, ugh, or you need a chaser.
I'm just like, escape, you know, like, this shit is real. Like, we really living, like, you got this one life and you living that shit, like, enjoy that shit.
But no, with alcohol and gut health, like, it just, it literally is kills our liver. And
that's how we detox ourselves with toxins. And then,
oh my God, a hangover is you detoxing. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a reason why you're throwing up. There's a reason why your head hurts. And you just want to eat like terrible food after, because you feel like you want to fill yourself back up with what you lost. And it's just a cycle of, you know, what do you do the day after you drink? Okay, I'm going to go, like, back home, we used to go to Waffle House. And then, you know, then after, it's like the week after, you're like, okay, I want to eat better. I'm going to do right. And then Friday comes and I have to escape again from my long work week. And it's just a cycle. But no, your body is detoxing when you're hungover. It's crazy.
Somebody mentioned to me the other day that wine was more spiritual. Because, I mean, I could see that because of, you know, the grapes. And I feel like it's not tied into the negative entities that are behind alcohol. But I personally wouldn't drink anymore. Like, I love my brain so much. And I just love being, like, on this vibe of just being in control, just being here, you know.
I think the main thing is, you know, I'm not telling people don't ever drink again, but it's like, just be more mindful of your consumption of it. You know, if it's something you feel like you have to do every weekend or, you know, every couple of days, just think like, okay, do I really need it? You know, if you do drink wine, I just recommend like organic wines, because if not, those grapes are sprayed with pesticides. And I know for me, when I did cut back on hard liquor and I would drink wine, I noticed I would feel bloated and my gut just felt off, and it was more than likely from those pesticides. So yeah, just being mindful of your consumption of it. I'm not telling you to stop drinking it today, but notice like how you know, or even if you feel like you can't go out without drinking, that might also be an issue too, you know. You can have fun and be lit off of life without drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or is it a social thing where you feel like you're less than because everybody else around you is drinking? That's another thing too.
Just get in, be fit in for real, you know. You'll
learn a lot about your friends too. Cause if your friends are like, if you tell them, oh, I'm not drinking today, and they're like, what's wrong with you? Blah, blah, blah. Like sometimes they play in a joking way. That's one thing. But if they're like literally concerned, it's like, you should be happy I'm not doing this right now. Versus the other way around.
Yeah, like I got friends I'll hang around when they drink and stuff, and it's just like, you know, I'm not judging them. Like, I know we have different paths, but I can enjoy their company still, you know.
I'm so behind on my water today.
I'm just eating hella grapes today. I feel like I'd go on these fasts without eating if I wasn't like weight training. But, you know, just eating grapes or watermelon is good enough for me on these days. Because, I mean, it's not heavy.
Right. It's they're full of water anyway.
Yeah. I mean, the seeds are really good as well. And it's not like a heavy meal. You know, I'm getting my magnesium and everything else.
Good. been on here for like an hour.
What have you been doing this for?
An hour. Maybe.
Is it an hour and a half?
No, I said maybe almost at an hour.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, almost an hour. This is, we have done a lot of, you know, talking and just getting some good, good knowledge out there. It's freaking dope.
Thanks, mommy. Anybody have any questions?
Oh, yeah, there's only one person. Let's see who's in here.
There were a couple people earlier.
I don't see anybody. Hey, quite a few people tapped in. That's freaking dope. I love it. Hey. Wow.
What you got planned the rest of the day with your fast?
I'm going to read more. I haven't had a chance to do that today. I'm reading, I'm in between like two or three books. I read this book called The Celestine Prophecy. And I think I was telling you about it the other day. But anyway, he's basically talks about this man going on his journey of finding himself spiritually, and he basically unfolds like a bunch of different insights, I call them, or like books and chapters that unlock another sense of like awareness of himself. And he even talks about like eating, like seeing frequencies, and how like eating high vibrational foods helps him do that. And it's really dope though. I'm like looking at him and his journey and kind of like correlating with mine. So that's probably what I'm gonna do the rest of the day and just chill.
Yeah, I know you were talking, I know we've been talking a lot about high vibrational foods. And like, I know for the podcast sake, I wanna mention that, you know, they've done like they've taken photos and looked at like an energy map of like, you know, meat versus certain fruits and stuff. And like the electrical activity in meat is little to none compared to like fruits and stuff. And like, you know, as electrical beings full of water, you know, water conducting electricity, I think you should want to eat more, you know, high vibrational foods to really speed up your metabolism and just, you know, be in tune with nature and not so full of fear and, you know, all these low vibrational energies, because, you know, energy cannot be created, destroyed, only transferred. And when this is, you're taking in the fact that these animals are being, you know, massacred and tortured before death, you know, the adrenaline is kicking. And this is just sitting within the meat, and it's just, people don't think about that, you know, just like, oh, well, it tastes good. Like, you know, and I feel like, you know, hormones are proteins, and I feel like the proteins that people are taking in are making them kind of animalistic in a way. And like, yeah, I mean.
You take in that energy of, you know, say a chicken.
I'm gonna share this, and then just they'll have to catch the rest on YouTube and my streaming platform. But yeah, what were you saying?
No, I was talking about, you know, if you consume an animal and based off of how it was tortured, killed, then that energy is inside of you. Not only just the bacteria and the hormones and stuff too, but you know, that can be why we're upset all the time or like ready to jump down somebody else's throat because of that. But when you're vibing high off of like vegetables and fruits, like you are very even killed, like you nothing really gets you that out of shape. You kind of move different as to like the energy that you want to bring into your life.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just over here getting the caption ready. Let me set that down now. I definitely want to get more into reading on my biology stuff. And then I have two other books. One is Hidden Inventions and other stuff that have been like withheld from society. And then the other one is, it deals with like talking about these secret societies and aliens and all this stuff. So I think I'm going to go to the park and like meditate by the water and just read some, soak up some sun and yeah, enjoy my fast. I got to do some schoolwork, but it's nothing. Just really enjoy my day, get ready for next week or this upcoming week or upcoming semana. I don't know. I don't want to call it week because it sounds like I'm calling it week, you know?
Week.
Semana is week in Spanish, so I'm going to just say semana.
Yeah, definitely get by the water. I was went to the water earlier today. Sat there, so you should definitely.
I was in Florida right now. I feel like I asked you, but I can't remember.
Otherwise, it's beautiful. The fall, it feels like spring in like the Midwest. But right, like we're slowly transitioning there, so it's a little like humid still now, but eventually it'll calm down the humidity, and it's just like perfect. But outside of that, like, I think we're literally, like, are officially open. The governor just, like, basically said the restaurants are fully open, the bars and clubs, so that's a whole other thing. But, yeah, the vibe here is beautiful every day. Yeah. You have to be by the sun, like, on a regular basis.
You got the Florida glow going on there. I'm loving it.
Yeah. The lifestyle.
Well, thank you for joining me on The Wolf Chronicles. It has been amazing. You guys should definitely check her out. Her Instagram. What is your Instagram? Go ahead and give her your Instagram, Twitter, whatever you want to give out. You know, let the people find you.
Yeah, so Instagram, it's Nique Jeffries, so the last part of my name. So Nique Jeffries, Jeffries. And yeah, I'm on Twitter too. It's Nique, and then it's Renee, which is my middle name. So yeah, I talk about gut health all the time. And if you're looking to just kind of like transform your life and don't know where to start, feel free to like DM me, because I've been helping a lot of people transition into this lifestyle, and it's been for the better. So
awesome.
Follow me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Your teeth look mighty white there. What you?
Yeah. Shout out to you though for putting me on to the fluoride, getting fluoride out of my system. But no, yeah, it's been like, I really like it a lot. I'm gonna post about it soon too. It's been all over the place, but yeah.
Oh yeah, it's all good.
I appreciate you
for investing.
Oh yeah.
And investing in yourself even more. It's awesome.
Starts with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, thank you too for having me.
Okay, no problem.
Peace of mind. Harmony.